Gretchen, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. Good to be with you.
How are those crazy girls doing?
They're wonderful. Yeah. My youngest just turned 8, so, you know, it's wild times in the morning here,
well,
but I'm glad to be with you.
My 8 and 10-year-old boys are crazy. I miss out on the mornings, but I get them after school, and I know your challenges. Listen, if you look all over the news, in the Huffington Post, you were on national news. Who knew that anti-bullying legislation here in the Michigan would touch such a chord? I had the opportunity to attend some anti-bullying workshops in Williamson schools. We're a member. Our kids go to those schools, and they take bullying very seriously there. But it appeared that the way this bill here was written in Michigan, some changes were made, and we didn't take it serious. And that got you pretty fired up, didn't it?
Well, it did. I mean, it's just outrageous. 47 states have come up with protections for victims. The Michigan Republican Senate passed a bill that protects bullies. I mean, it's outrageous, and that's why over 400,000 people have watched the video of my floor speech. It's not about me. The reason people are so in tune is because everybody knows somebody who's been bullied, whether it was you as a kid or your child or your neighbor's child. We know that this is a major problem in our schools. 47 states have taken action, and Michigan not only is lagging behind, but we've gone the reverse and given kids a license to bully, and it's outrageous.
And we had State Senator Rick Jones on the program, and he said it was written the way it was written to allow school districts to develop their own anti-bullying policies and procedures. How would you respond to that?
Well, that's how it was originally written. And then, unfortunately, Senator Jones and his leadership amended the bill to say that legitimate excuse for a bully to torment another kid if they can come up with a sincere religious or moral belief for doing it, which those exceptions swallow the rule and legitimize bullying. You can say that it's okay to bully the overweight student or the gay student or the Jewish student or the nerdy student or the biracial student or the kid who's got divorced parents because you have a religious or moral reason for doing it, and so they've given them a license to bully. Senator Jones may have had good intentions when he started this process, but when his bill came out of the Senate with all Republican votes, it was a license to bully.
I got an email from someone, Senator, who said, "We all worked our way through the challenges of bullying. It was bad back in the day. It can be bad now. This is another case of government getting too involved in a situation or issue they don't need to be involved in." How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that we know bullying happens in our schools. And it's not just kids will be kids like when we grew up. It has reached levels that you can never imagine. I've heard stories from kids. A girl, Danielle, in our area, told me that her 12-year-old brother dropped out of school last year because kids were taunting him every day, calling him a loser, calling him a retard, calling him a faggot. I mean, these are words I cringe at saying right now, but I have to say them so that people understand what's really going on. And let me tell you, her brother has autism. And that's how he was tormented in our schools. And his school does not have a policy on the books that says bullying is, we have a zero tolerance policy and bullies will be punished. They don't even have that on the books. So their solution was to pull him out of school. Thank God his parents are involved and knew what was happening. So many kids like Matt Epling from East Lansing, who the bill is named after, was so tormented that he took his own life. I mean, I don't know how his dad, Kevin, has channeled his grief into energy to protect kids, but thankfully he has, and we've got to do better. We know policies work. They don't cost a dime. Why the heck can't Michigan do what 47 other states have done and require that schools have an anti-bullying policy?
Was this just a case where some senators who maybe don't believe in supporting or equal rights for gay folks and other similar type situations, was this just perhaps an opportunity they were trying to take to push their moral views?
Well, I think that it's been a convenient way for them to cloak their bigotry by saying it's a First Amendment issue, but that's baloney because We're not talking about free speech. We're talking about hate speech in our schools aimed at our children. This isn't an issue about just protecting kids who are gay. This is an issue about protecting kids who are overweight, kids who wear a yarmulke to school, kids who are a nerd. You could justify tormenting a nerd because you could say he's slothful. And so thus it's a religious reason for doing it, and you'd get off scot-free. With a girl who gets pregnant or someone who eats meat, or my kids, because guess what? I'm pro-choice. That would be a moral justification for tormenting my kids and saying anything you want to and getting away with it. It's wrong. We as adults know it's wrong, and we as adults have an obligation to give our kids protections in the school.
All right, so as we speak, where is Senate Bill 137?
Well, Senate Bill 137 has justifiably gotten ridicule from around the world by virtue of that video that went viral. Almost 400,000 people have weighed in. And the Governor Snyder, a Republican, has said this Republican bill is crazy. The state superintendent said it made a mockery. It's a joke. And even the Speaker of the House, who also is a Republican, has said, we're not going to go with that religious exemption because it doesn't make sense. So it's not a Democratic-Republican issue, despite the fact that the Senate Republicans went their own way on this one. I believe that we can fix this, but people've got to keep weighing in. If you haven't seen the video, watch it and pass it on, because that's what's getting the attention and that's what's putting pressure on the legislature to fix this.
Senator, are you thinking about the bridge from Detroit to Windsor, or is that a back burner issue now?
You know, the Senate leader has said that that's not an issue we're going to take up until after the first of the year. There's not a whole lot of discussion happening on it at the moment. So, and you know, these guys all, they covet their hunting break, so we're not going to be in session for the next 2 weeks after this Thursday. So I don't know that that's going to come up in the near future.
Now, just to be clear, help me understand this, because as you know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the tool shed. When it comes to this, from what I understand, no Michigan tax money was going to be used in the building of this bridge. But as I talk with folks like Senator Opsomer, what I learn is that these monies that are going to build this are actually loans based upon what may be gained at the tolls. And if we don't hit those toll numbers, then we're facing challenges. Is that accurate information?
You know, that is not my understanding of the language, but Opsomer is in the House, and obviously the Senate and the House have two different bills. There's been so much information disseminated, and it all contradicts one another, and I think it gives everyone something to glom on to if they want an excuse for not building the bridge. So I don't know about the accuracy of Representative Opsomer's statement. I will say that the big three, due to the level of use of the bridge, I've become convinced that at some point we need to build a second bridge. Building a second span right next to the first doesn't make sense for homeland security reasons, and the Canadian government doesn't want the traffic in the same location, and that's why the bridge that the governor's been promoting makes sense to me, but like I said, this is an issue that I don't know if we're going to face it, you know, between now and the end of the year. But as it starts to gin up again, I think we'll have a nice long talk about it.
Are you agreeing with the governor on a topic?
Sure. And you know what? The governor agrees with me on the anti-bullying. You know, sometimes we can find common ground if we keep doing the right thing in the back of our minds. We can find common ground on some of these issues.
All right, two more quick questions for you. Number one, for the rest of this quarter, the rest of this calendar year, what's at the top of your agenda?
Well, you know, fixing this bullying bill is what is consuming all my time and energy at the moment, and it's because it's such an important issue for kids. And as you know, that's always the first and foremost thing I think about when I go to bed at night and as I wake up in the morning. So that will remain my top issue. And you know, we've got a surplus in our state coffers, and I'm going to do my darndest to make sure that goes to the school aid fund.
All right. And finally, before I let you go, you touched on it, but I wanted to ask you that question so you could have a full response to it. I always wondered, and I'm not against hunting. I'm not a hunter. I have a lot of friends who are hunters. But I always wondered why we take 2 weeks off from work to do this. Do you agree, disagree with that? Where do you stand? And why do we still have that practice?
I do agree. You know, hunting is a great sport for many people in the state of Michigan, and it's wonderful. But they don't get to take off work in order to go out to their hunting blind, and I don't understand why the legislature does, too. It has never really made sense to me, and I think, you know, right now we are kind of the laughing stock in the nation when you look at what the Republican Senate did on this bullying bill, and then to say we're not going to have a conclusion on it because everyone's going on hunting break. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All right, Senator Whitmer, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
I appreciate yours. Thanks, Tony.